Patrick Shabazz, and I'm your host for these episodes in Wicca, the study of Wicca. This next episode has to do with numerology. It's called Numerology 101, and I named it Numerology 101, Fun with Numbers. We start with Pythagoras said the world is built upon the power of numbers. It was Pythagoras who reduced the universal number to the number 9, the primary ones, the 9 primary ones. Any number, no matter how high, can be so reduced. For example, the number 7, 5, 4, 8, 3, 2, 7 would be 7 plus 5 plus 4 plus 8 plus 3 plus 2 plus 7 equals 36. So that really reduced it, and it can be reduced even lower by adding 3 plus 6, which is 9, down to a single digit. In this way, all numbers can be reduced to a single one. The numbers then have certain occult values attached to them and are each associated with one of the planets, one of the 9 planets. For example, number 1, the letter A, J, and S. A, J, and S is associated with the sun. It signifies leadership, creativity, positiveness. These values and associations will be dealt with fully below. Through numerology, many things can be discovered, like the types of jobs for which you are best suited for, or the geographical areas, locations likely to be most harmonious for you to live in. It has to do with seeing what marriage partner most suited for you is. Numbers have a lot of meaning to them. Numbers is everywhere. Do you know what your birth number is? The number should always be considered when deciding upon dates for important events. It represents the influences at the time of your birth. It is similar to, and in many cases will correspond with your left hand. See above, that's what we just read. All right. It will also tie in many ways with your natural horoscope, natal horoscope. Suppose your birth number is 1, then signing of contracts should be done on a date also reduced to 1. Your planetary sign is the sun, a fire sign. You would therefore be happiest married to somebody whose sign is compatible with another fire sign or an air sign. We're talking about the elements now. The signs, fire, air, earth, water. It also has to do with the planets and the sun. Of course the sun's fire, but anyhow, we got the moon that reflects it also, which is water that puts out fire. Jupiter is fire. Uranus is air. Mercury is air, and Venus is earth, Neptune is water, and Saturn earth, and Mars is fire. Sun, Jupiter, Mars, Uranus, and Mercury, the numbers 1, 3, 9, and 4 are... Where was I now? I gotta go back in. Has to do with matching up with your number one, you being number one, and your what best partner would suit you best. So that's it for this portion of Numerology 101, and have fun with numbers. I'm Onyx Shabazz, and I was your host on this episode. We will finish up this episode at a later time, but for now, blessed be.